Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, February 21st, 2012, and this is Los Angeles Council 12 Reserve Committee Chairperson Marty Bierbrier reporting, and together, we will do better. Today, United MEC President Greg Davidovich published a letter regarding the tentative agreement vote. The following is the text from that letter. We have just 1 week remaining until the close of this historic tentative agreement, TA, vote, next Tuesday, February 28, 2012. For many of you, this will be the first chance you've had the opportunity to vote for contractual improvements. For others, the interval between this tentative agreement and our last agreement with improvements has been far too long. The work put into these negotiations and the consequences of the outcome are too important not to participate. Don't assume someone else will vote the way you feel in order for the TA vote to pass or have the outcome you desire. If you are eligible, make sure your voice is among those heard and vote. Encourage your fellow flying partners to do the same. It's clear from your feedback that while the compensation improvements in this agreement are meaningful, significant, and immediate, as a community, we deserve more. The initial 10% improvements to compensation across the board provide welcome relief now and moves us a significant step forward in the right direction. It's clear that we have more to accomplish in our next negotiations. It's equally clear that we have achieved in this tentative agreement provide substantial improvements immediately while standing strong to protect our quality of life, a quality which we have all worked very hard to reach and maintain. Our tentative agreement addresses the top priorities you have consistently and repeatedly communicated to us were important in a contract and provides much-needed relief to our flight attendant community with immediate improvements to compensation, transformational improvements for reserves, enhancements to our schedule flexibility, job security, and quality of life, and moves us forward to single contract negotiations. Despite many obstacles and challenges, we remained undeterred from our number one goal in expedited mediation of reaching an agreement that addresses your immediate needs and serves as a stepping stone to a single contract with our flying partners from Continental and Continental Micronesia. Keep in mind that if this agreement is ratified, United Airlines is obligated to begin preparations for single contract negotiations no later than 60 days following ratification. This tentative agreement creates a platform to move forward to single contract negotiations where we will have an opportunity for an additional and greater improvements together, and we remain resolute in creating opportunities arising from the merger and moving forward to a new United Airlines. We've made a concerted effort to provide you with as much information as you need to make an informed decision. We have mailed information to your home, made it available on our website, and have communicated with you through our roadshows and local council meetings. Do not believe hearsay or rumors heard on the line and in social media. Whether well-intentioned or not, misinformation only serves to detract from our focus. The choice that must be made is too important to be based on anything other than sound reasoning and fact. Our tentative agreement sets us on a chartered and known path to begin the process of single contract negotiations while sitting atop secured and locked-in improvements, while simultaneously providing new opportunities that benefit all flight attendants. We can choose a path forward, or we can choose to return to negotiations with an uncertain outcome and lose the strategic advantage of negotiating from a position of strength in single contract negotiations. Each of us has had an important decision to make in determining if this tentative agreement is the right step forward. Cast an informed vote by reading the information provided by AFA, viewing the tentative agreement video, as well as the economic info video, and ask questions about the tentative agreement from a reliable source. For further information, please talk with your elected local leadership. While the United Master Executive Council, MEC, has recommended a 4 vote on this agreement, the decision is in your hands. Voting for our 2012 tentative agreement will remain open until 1200 Eastern Standard Time on February 28, 2012. Please join me in taking a stand and voting for our 2012 tentative agreement. The 2012 tentative agreement vote closes in just 1 week. We ask that you not wait until the last moment to vote. If there are any issues with your activation code, we want to make sure that you have ample time in order to resolve any issues that may affect your ability to vote. The voter helplines at both the United AFA MEC office in Chicago and the AFA CWA International office in Washington, D.C. will be very busy this final weekend, and we want to make sure that every member who wants to vote will have the opportunity to do so. As we have stated all along, this vote is very important. It impacts our lives in many ways, and we encourage all members who are eligible to vote to make a statement to the company and show management the United Flight Attendants are engaged and will take the necessary action to improve our lives. Voting will remain open through Tuesday, February 28th at noon Eastern Standard Time. Our website has a wealth of information in regards to this TA in the tentative agreement section. If you haven't already done so, please review the information, including the full text of the TA, in order to make an informed decision. If you have any questions, you may contact your local council. For questions about the voting system, or if you have not received your tentative agreement packet with your activation code, you will need to call the UAL MEC Voter Helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 545. For any dues or membership issues that may need to have been resolved, please contact the AFA-CWA International Office at 1-800-424-2401, extension 707, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each of us has an important decision to make in determining if this tentative agreement is the right step forward. While the United Master Executive Council has recommended a 4 vote on this agreement, the decision is ultimately in your hands. Once again, United has dropped the ball in regards to employee payroll. This continued lack of concern for our pay is unacceptable. A company as large as United should be able to iron out issues it may have initially had with its new payroll system in a quick and decisive manner. They have yet to do so, as we continue to receive reports of payroll discrepancies from our members. AFA continues to advocate for United to correct the errors in the payroll system in an expeditious manner consistent with the requirements of the contract. We've also filed an MEC grievance about this issue. If you find that you have discrepancies with your pay, please contact your immediate supervisor for resolution. We also remind you of the provisions we have in our contract regarding payroll discrepancies. Section 4J4 provides that a flight attendant who requires an adjustment check of $50 or more shall receive said check as soon as possible, but not later than 4 weekdays after notifying the company. When necessary to meet this 4-day requirement, checks shall be issued locally. The flight attendant, if in the direct deposit program, also has the option of having the check electronically deposited in a U.S. account within 7 business days or mailed within the above 4 weekdays. Any taxes deducted from the adjustment check shall take into account the tax rate used for the flight attendant's most recent paycheck and will be calculated in accordance with regulations of the appropriate tax authority. United plans to transition the Passenger Service Computer System, PSS, during the overnight hours preceding the morning operation on Saturday, March 3, 2012. The company reports that at that time, they will begin managing all passenger travel data through the new system, allowing seamless customer service across both airlines. Please let's hope it's not like the transition to the new payroll system. United advises that although they expect the transition to go smoothly, employees, retirees, and their eligible pass riders should consider minimizing their space-available pass travel during this weekend. The company has announced that it is embargoing buddy/companion travel from Saturday, March 3rd through Monday, March 5th. Do not arrange any buddy-companion travel for this period. The 2012 pass travel program will also become effective with the switchover on March 3rd. Weblist will cease to be available when they complete their transition to the new PSS on March 3rd. At that time, all employees, retirees, and eligible pass riders will list for personal or company business travel through the Employee Res platform. United further advises that employees will be restricted from creating listings in Weblist for travel after March 31st. For more information, please see the Travel tab on the company website, Flying Together. For questions, please email the Employee Travel Center at etc@united.com. Last Friday, we reported that previously a percentage of dependent files were not loaded into the All About Me section on the company's website, but management felt it was necessary to move forward with the dependent certification process. For the dependents that were not added, United claims to have sent messages, both email and USPS, advising employees and retirees to check the data with AAON Hewitt and or on the All About Me area of the company's website. As a result of AFA's ongoing advocacy, United is extending the deadline for annual certification until March 28th. They are also finalizing letters that will go to retirees' homes, which will outline the requirement and provide how-to steps to complete the process online or by phone. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.